Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 10, 1839, readers of the Barbadian were informed of a potential health threat to the island. The infectious disease in question was smallpox. Described as a dreadful scourge, the information release revealed that there was a strong possibility that this disease had reached the island shores by way of a ship named Glengarry. This ship had arrived from England, and upon arrival, normal quarantine procedure was carried out. The quarantine officer posed a series of health-related questions to the captain and other passengers. After being satisfied with the responses, the vessel was allowed to anchor and the passengers came ashore. However, this all-clear was perhaps premature. According to reports, a black man formerly of Hopeland Plantation was one of the passengers aboard the ship. Since embarking, this man was said to have some suspicious-looking eruptions on his face, telltale signs of smallpox. He had already returned to the Hopeland estate to see his family, and spent almost 24 hours there with many unvaccinated individuals. Upon hearing this news, the director of the Board of Health, Dr. Butcher, hurried to this plantation where he and his colleagues confirmed the dreaded news. The gentleman was in fact infected with a modified strain of smallpox. By this time, discrepancies in the quarantine protocol were becoming more and more apparent. While everyone else had been inspected by the quarantine officer, the infected man had remained below deck. He also finally admitted that there was a man who had died aboard the same vessel after experiencing symptoms of fever, rheumatism, and similar eruptions on his face. His admission, coupled with the doctor's diagnosis, brought much uneasiness. As a result, action was immediately taken, with the man being placed in quarantine aboard the ship with other passengers. However, one gentleman who had also arrived aboard the Glengarry could not be located, having likely already left the island en route to St. Kitts. The health authorities did not attempt to hide their displeasure with this situation, stating that the infected individual had not only offended God, but committed a grievous wrong on society by evading quarantine. This was an understandable stance due to the deadly and highly contagious nature of the infection, coupled with the heightened threat of an epidemic because of the density of the population of Barbados. Therefore, the Board of Health felt compelled to inform the public of a potential smallpox outbreak on this day, July 10, 1839.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.